Mitchell put out data saying most shops aren't doing ADAS calibrations correctly. And look, they're not wrong. But here's what's getting buried in that headline. There is no universal benchmark for what correct even looks like. No OEM standard that crosses brands. No industry-wide pass-fail line. So when Mitchell says shops are doing it wrong, the honest follow-up question is, wrong compared to what? Because insurers are absolutely using that ambiguity against you on supplements right now. They're pointing at studies like this and saying your calibration process is questionable, so we're cutting the line. That's the play. Don't let it land without a fight. Document everything. Get your calibration provider to show their work on every single RO. Angles, targets, distances, pre and post scan, the whole chain. Because if the industry won't define correct, you need to define it yourself on paper before the adjuster asks. The quiet money loser this week is shops skipping forward-facing camera recalibration after windshield replacements on Toyotas and Hondas. Both require static calibration with a target, takes real time and real equipment. Insurers are approving one scan and calling it done. That's not done. That's a liability you're signing your name to. Price it right or don't do it. And here's your Monday take. The same industry that can't agree on what a correct calibration looks like is about to let AI write your estimates. What could go wrong?